Let's go.
Right, see if you can remember how to do the intro. Right, here we go.
Good. And boy.
One, two, three.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you come?
I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
Sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. This is episode 719 of the Overseas Connection podcast. I'm Peter Chin, also known as Yampy Yed on all of the gaming platforms. And I am here tonight with a full board of hosts. We're a gaming podcast, and we broadcast weekly, 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. West Coast, 4 p.m. East Coast, and 3 p.m. Central. We broadcast on Twitch and YouTube. You can get us on twitch.tv/OC podcast and youtube.com/OC podcast. So joining me tonight, I'm so excited to welcome him back, Robin Tate.
Ah, top of the morning to you. Hiya, hiya. Great to have you hosting, Pete. How are you, mate?
Oh, I'm all right. Are How are you? Yeah, a little bit. It's the first time I've done this in absolutely ages, but there we go. It's one of those.
I'm a long way from home, but we'll hear about that in a minute or two.
Okay. Also joining me then tonight is Kim Woods.
Hey, yep, that's me at GamerGirl27, and I'm here, so.
And last but not least, I've been really excited about this one coming. I really have. Mr. Mark Wright.
Yay!
Hi, Pete. Hello, Kim. Hello, Robin. Hello, everyone. Yeah, it's been a bit of a stretch on it. I'm here.
A stretch?
Full night only.
A stretch? Where have you been?
Shit to do, man. Shit to do.
That's not good.
That's not good enough, because we all have shit to do and we're still here. So damn it.
I know.
Well, it's amazing to have you back anyway, Mark.
Thank you.
Whenever you do come back, it's amazing to have you here. So like I say, we're a gaming podcast. All us old farts just having a chat about life, and then probably a little bit about news and games afterwards. Birthdays this week, because we haven't got any new followers. Mark's mum.
Yeah, my mum.
Go on then.
75 tomorrow.
75.
Yeah, 75.
Aww.
Getting old.
75. Have you got her a present?
Yeah, I've just been down tonight. Got her a bottle of 43. They're really hard to get hold of over here. It's like a whiskey liqueur. But my work colleague went to Lanzarote over Christmas, so I said, oh, while you're there, I'll give you some money. Get us this bottle of 43, and he brought it back, and she was over the moon.
Nice.
She complained a bit because she said, oh, I'm joining Slimming World on Friday, so she's got till Friday to drink a full 1 litre bottle.
Do you still have to pay to go to those things? Slimming World?
She's got a 12-week pass thing, I don't know. So,
sure.
Yeah, she's got a 12-week freebie thing. So, but yeah, he's still there.
Oh,
happy birthday, Mark's mum.
Yes,
she's got it going on.
Indeed,
she's got to have a jingle, isn't she?
Jingle. There we go. It's been a while, hasn't it?
Come on, then, let's jump straight into the story time then.
Today,
wrong one.
Ding. let's talk to the one who was far away from home, Robin. Where are you? What are you doing?
Oh, I've just arrived in a little place called Killarney, which is about 6 hours drive from home. I'm down for a meeting or conference tomorrow that I have to attend, and then it goes on to about 4, and then another 6 hour drive up home tomorrow night. So yeah, it's been a crazy couple of weeks for me, because this time last week I was in Italy at a big trade show and didn't get home until very late on Tuesday evening. And then I had to disappear off at the wee small hours on Wednesday morning. So my wife has been running the ship pretty solo for the last little while. So I got to admit, I'm absolutely whacked. And thank goodness I have Greg in the background here.
that was when he was checking the sunlight out. Is that right? Is that from that picture? Yeah, I think it is. Yeah,
sure. I thought it was an old age pensioner at first, but and then I squinted and I could see that it was actually Greg. So
fair apparently, yes.
So it's been kind of nutty. So I'm logged in on a laptop in a hotel room. Here I've just had a quick bite to eat. Of course, a martini because that's the drink of travel. And they didn't do too bad in the martini. So yeah, I'm here. Last Monday evening, I was a lot of my crew and staff. They went out on Friday of last week, and I had, or the week before, and but I had a fostering do event to go to on the Friday night, so I decided to go out on the Saturday. Now, all my guys, they had direct flights straight into Rimini, but I then had to fly to Luton, sit around Luton for 4 hours, get a flight to Bologna, get a 2-hour train journey down to Rimini, and then get into my hotel. And I would tell you what, bloody freezing. I had to do the same thing on the way back. But they all went home on Monday, and I stayed on an extra day. So I had 2 days at this show. But, so on Monday night of last week, I went to a lovely restaurant by myself, had some beautiful fish food, which I, of course, put photographs up for Mark. And, that was my birthday. And I was away on my birthday all by myself. With no kids shouting at me, nobody nipping at me.
What did you treat yourself to? Did you have a nice little tipple?
No, I just had a couple of beers. I had some nice mussels for a starter. I actually had pizza the night before. We were at a nice restaurant, and we had love this fantastic lobster and prawns. And again, it's a very seasidey place, so very so lots of great seafood at it. Mark would love it. So
I just saw a big crab claw and I just turned it off straight away. Ooh, no way.
So it's been kind of busy. Now, I got a letter in the when I arrived home there the other night. There was a letter from the south of Ireland where I am now from the post office, and it was from the Customs and Excise Department.
Uh-oh.
And they were looking for payment to release a parcel. Now,
of course.
I reached out to see if anybody had sent me a parcel that would have import duty and customs and tax, because I had ordered 100 cock cages and I thought maybe this is what it was. Seemingly Mr. DeLacy has sent me something, so next week we'll report in and see what is in the post. But I had to pay for the privilege.
Oh, it's not a scam then, it's a genuine parcel.
Yeah, so I check with Greg. Like that, Greg, yeah, have you sent me something? Because I've got this thing to pay, like $1 million to get it up into the north. It's probably, I don't know, was it a plastic rice baller or something like that? There it'll be. Anyway, I look forward to it. No matter what it is, I appreciate all gifts. So good to be home. I get this over with tomorrow. Home tomorrow night. Some meetings on Tuesday. I intended to take last Friday off, but just didn't happen. So I'm on sticks at the moment. So I'm going to have to try and take a wee bit of time off, maybe towards the end of next week if I can. But that's me. I'm just busy. A lot of travel. Don't know where I am half the time. But here, I've made the effort. I mean, if I can podcast at the side of a McDonald's at midnight, I can manage it from a 4-star hotel in Killarney.
Well, thanks for joining us.
Tom.
Kim, right in the middle of America. What have you been up to this past week?
Oh, not a whole lot. It's pretty much been the same old, same old. Frida was a little sick earlier this week, but she's fine now. So we gave her a little little medicine. Well, she's been fine. So, it's kind of the same old week. We're getting some snow and some cold weather.
I was just going to say,
everybody knows how much I love that. Yeah. So...
We got bit of a milder week last week. It warmed up a little bit, but it's been really cold again today. Really cold wind.
Oh, has it? It's been pretty warm down here today.
Of cold wind.
Oh no. That's only going to fall down here.
Yeah, I think it's in the teens today. I think it's like 13 degrees or something outside. So, yeah, it's a wee bit chilly. So, yeah, 17 degrees right now. So, there you go.
Anything else, Kim?
Nope, that's pretty much it for me. Like I said, same old, so.
All right. Well, I'll save the best till last then. So, I've been doing just family stuff this week. My uncle got admitted to hospital on Tuesday. He keeps on having these falls. He's not doing too good at the minute, and he's possibly got a form of cancer. And I don't know. We're just waiting on results. And I feel like I've spent the whole week trying to sort out care, trying to sort out accessibility stuff for him, a phone line and his telecare stuff and some type of video communication device because he's completely deaf. I just feel like the whole week has just been arranging stuff for my uncle as well as just seeing him and sorting out, hospital visits and if he's all right, you know. It's just, the week's just absolutely just flown. But things I have done in the week, I've had a bit of a clear out today between me and Shell. We cleared out some stuff at the house and got rid of some rubbish and some stuff that we want to sell, got some stuff organised for us to scale down in size, I suppose, because we've got so much stuff and we're just thinking, well, what we're going to do with it all. And that's just one of the things that we've got to do before we move on a narrowboat, I suppose, in a couple of years. And one thing I've been watching this week on YouTube, I fell down that rabbit hole of watching something called Beard versus Food.
Love it. Been watching them for about a year or so now.
Seal guys are on about this guy as well.
I was talking to Shell about something, and it brought up a conversation about this northern guy who pulls up at a takeaway with his own little table and chair. And he was in the newspaper and he just reviewed different takeaways all around the country. And he ended up being quite famous. I think he's got like 20, 30 some odd thousand followers on YouTube.
He was a big bloke, wasn't he?
That's right. Yeah. So I
watched some of his stuff. He was out in America as well. He went to LA to do lots of fast food places and then sits outside in the street.
Yeah. He's not got a huge following, but I don't know, he's quite a humble guy. He's just brought up the idea of himself just going around and reviewing these food places. So we started to watch like this video, so I was explaining it to Shell, and then this guy popped up, Beard versus Food. And by God, if you've never seen this before, there's a video I watched and he went to a Welsh pub, and this is actually what's on the feed here at the moment. And he had a large mix grill. And it's the biggest amount of food I have ever seen for somebody to eat in one sitting in my entire life. And I think he normally displays the calorie count of each meal he has. And, you know, you're talking thousands of calories that he burns through.
It makes me laugh as a tiny little pot of peas. And then obviously fucking fried shit.
And he's a skinny bloke. He's not a big lad.
Well, he just wolfs it down. The thing is, just wolf it down so you don't get full. If you look at take your time, you struggle, don't you?
If you look back at his history, Pete, he was all in the bodybuilding, and there was a lot of fitness stuff. If you look back at the old history, if you look at any of his videos, I mean, he does tours of America.
Yeah, he's been to America and Canada.
Regularly goes to America to do this as well.
He's used to the high calorie content. Then that's got to be why he can throw this food down, surely. He was a bodybuilder.
He says he doesn't eat for like 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
But the funniest thing about it is he'll eat all of this, right? He'll do this massive big thing. So, you know, you have 30 minutes to do it and he'll do it in 10. Then he'll go, could I see the dessert menu?
He did that, when you said he would go into America. I've seen two episodes where he went to the States and there was this huge sandwich that he had to eat in, I think it was 30 or 40 minutes, and he polished it off in 12. And really impossible to do, you know, and they were even considering.
You look at me watching YouTube stuff now. If you look at the views that each of these videos get, I mean, they're in the millions.
There used to be a program on, I think it was Bravo, and it went on a day years ago called Man Versus Food. I used to like that.
Yep.
Adam, was it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was quite good.
Yeah, well, this guy's nice. He released a charity song for Christmas there as well about which was done quite well in the charts as well against those terrible sausage roll people. But he seems like a nice guy. But I mean, he drives around. I mean, he never shows you, but it's a Tesla he's driving around in.
I was going to say, it looks like a posh car.
You know, he does all right out of this. This is a good living for him now.
Yeah.
So he was talking about. Yeah, I actually mentioned him on the podcast. I don't know, a month or two ago, where he had been approached by a gaming company. It wasn't Left 4 Dead. It was one of the zombie games that were coming out, and they offered him $30,000 to eat like a zombie for a commercial. A trailer for the game, and he had to turn it down because it didn't suit his schedule. But that's the sort of money this guy is being offered for doing stuff now. So, well, yeah, cool.
I mean, you could see he puts a lot of effort into his videos, and he's got great production, hasn't he? He's just brilliant. He's so good.
I think I know his secret. He's got a little pouch behind his beard, and not all that food goes in his mouth. He's storing it like a hamster.
I watched him. He was in America not so long ago, and he was in the World Tamale Eating Championships.
Right.
And he got beat, but like some guy had two more tamales than him in the time. But but he doesn't seem to swallow. It just seems he does swallow. Of course, he doesn't. It just seems to go down his throat. I had a friend. Yeah. Years ago, he only used to own a whole pile of hotels and bars. And when Belfast was really starting to boom again, I remember traveling around with him quite a bit, looking for ideas, bits and pieces. But he was one of those guys, he could take a pint of beer and just pour it down his throat straight away, just seconds. He just, it opened straight. And that guy, it must be something similar.
Incredible. So if you've not seen this YouTube channel, this guy, Beard versus Food, well worth a watch.
It's what's the address to it? It's Bongo's Bits, I think, on YouTube is where you'll find that. So I've got one of his t-shirts on.
He's plugging it. that's pretty much me. I've not really been up to that much, to be fair. But I'm excited to hear what Mark's been up to.
Over Christmas, we took the older kids to see Avatar 2 at the cinema. They really enjoyed it. Really good movie. Really good special effects. Great audio on that.
Hasn't had the same buzz as the first one.
Interesting story. Yeah, it was quite predictable in some places, but I didn't realise how long it was. It's over 3 hours long. It's 3 hours 12 minutes long, and even I was starting to nod off near the end. It's
too. Don't remember, Mark. Years ago, you know, an hour and a half in, a wee woman would have came out with a wee tray under her, sold wee tubs of ice cream that you had to eat the lid.
We used to have a cinema in Shipley called Unit 4, and it had four little cinema screens. It wouldn't seat many in there. Yeah, and halfway through the movie, it'd say intermission.
Intermission!
She'd trundle down with trolley, you'd buy a fucking choc ice, which were half melted, and you bite into it and it splattered everywhere.
Yeah, a pack of cigarettes. Yeah.
I remember my mum, I was about 8 or 9, and my mum took me to see Bambi there. And after it finished, we stayed in and snuck down in the seats and watched it again. Watched the second showing for now.
Did it change?
It's a block of flats now.
I meant the second time around. I mean,
it was less harrowing at the beginning, knowing that. No spoilers, but yeah.
I didn't think it felt like 3 hours and 15 minutes watching that film. I thought it was quite a good story.
I think because it was halfway between Christmas and New Year we went, and I think I was already tired and a bit achy, and that it just seemed to drag on for me. I was getting a bit restless in the seat, but it was good. It was a good movie. So yeah. TV series wise, watched quite a few recently. I think you guys have covered Last of Us. Like Wednesday and that. No, I've not said Last of Us yet, but we've been watching. It's an oldish one. It came out in 2018 called Manifest. Don't know if any of you have seen it. No. So it, to me, it's like a cross between Final Destination, the 4400. I don't know if you ever saw that. It's a bit weird. So these people get this flight on this plane from Jamaica back to the US. And when the they go through this like electrical storm, when they land, there's all FBI there and all police and ambulances there, and they think, what the hell's going on? And apparently, they've been missing 5.5 years.
Yep.
So it starts unravelling what's happened, and they start getting these mysterious visions and messages, what we call callings, and they have to try follow them and solve them, they think, to survive, yeah. So the season 4's just come out back end of last year on Netflix. It was I think it was an NBC production, and then Netflix bought the last season, season 4. So we're halfway through season 3, and it's quite intriguing. It's really good. It's really interesting. My son put me onto it. He's watched it all. But apparently the end of season 4 finishes on a right cliffhanger, and Netflix have done their usual and cancelled it. So there's no season 5. So there's going to be no conclusion, which pisses me off, but it's still good to watch. And the other TV series, the one of the best programmes you could ever see, British drama, police thriller, Happy Valley, set in good old Yorkshire where I am, not too far from Halifax.
I've heard a few things about this programme.
Oh, if you've not seen it, get yourself on BBC iPlayer. You've got to watch it. It is absolutely amazing. Sarah Lancashire, who played Raquel in Coronation Street she is outstanding. She is Oscar-worthy in this. She's amazing. So the premise is she's a police sergeant, and her daughter, Becky, took her own life when she was 16. She was raped by this guy, played by James Norton, called Tommy Lee Royce. She had a baby boy, and then she took her own life, and her grandmother... which is the kid's grandmother, which is Sarah's character, Catherine. She's bringing him up. And it's a story how Tommy Lee Royce comes back into their lives, and it all intertwines. And it's so gritty and violent, and it's just so down to earth as well. There's none of this sort of like make-believe shit, what you see in some like police thrillers where things miraculously seem to fall in place. It's just proper gritty British drama. So season 1 and 2 was back in 2014 and 2016, I believe, and it's been a 7-year gap, and we've got the whole original cast back for season 3, and is it on? Wow. It's on right now, and I'm missing it. So I think it's a fourth or fifth episode tonight.
Obviously. Did you not set the VHS up to record it, no?
Yeah, it's the old TiVo box is recording it, yeah. But yes, amazing, and it's the final one as well, so it's going to come to a conclusion. But yeah, it's absolutely brilliant. So if you've not seen Happy Valley, get on BBC iPlayer, or those who can't get BBC iPlayer, find any means you can, legal or illegal, because it has got to be worth a watch. Yeah, so that's me raving about Happy Valley.
Okay,
cool.
Apart from that, a bit of time off over Christmas, I had 10 days off, went like fucking lightning, back at work, and then I'm now shattered again. It's just so
still busy. Working at the same place?
Yeah, it's really good, yeah. We're only a small little independent, but we're so busy. It's got such a good, loyal customer base. We're fully booked now till, I think it's 6th of March.
Good.
Which is a good thing, because it's job security, isn't it? But it's just, we get a lot of the older clientele and a lot of older cars. It's called GR Autos. My boss's name's George Rayner. So it's called GR Autos. And we've renamed it Grim and Rusty Autos, because we get a lot of shit boxes in. And most of my day spent fucking doing MOT repairs. One guy just MOTs all day long, and whatever it fails on comes my way. Because the other guy I work with is a young lad, and all he can do is servicing, really basic stuff. So I'm getting all this shit, all the fucking suspension work, brake pipes. And I don't mind it, I like it. It gets me through the day and that, but it's just, I get home on a night and I am physically shattered. And that's one of the reasons why I've taken a bit of a lapse in gaming and podcasting, because I've just... My weekend's my recovery time, and I'm back to it again tomorrow morning. So, yeah, getting old.
So, you're not at all. You're not.
My weight doesn't help me, because my feet and legs ache, but I am trying now. I've lost a stone since Christmas. So I'm trying. Nice. Yeah, I'm trying my best now.
Stop sending it my way.
And mine, please.
You need to stop going to those shows. Robin, that's your problem.
Yeah.
All those gelatos and, yeah. Oh. Well, is there anything else, Mark?
No, that's about it, really, for me.
Okay. Kim, do you mind mentioning who's in the chat? Because it's been pretty active, hasn't it, over the past 20 minutes or so?
I mean, ourselves, of course. We've got Harley Dan. Greg's in there. Boomer's made an appearance. So, it's been hopping. So, thank you all for doing that. So,
yeah. Cool. We're not going to go over the games with gold and PlayStation Plus. I think we've
got those every single
week. I don't think we've released them. I had a quick search tonight. I couldn't find anything.
Oh, no, I'll just mean January.
No, not the new ones, no.
The old ones. We've got over them every single week. So we may as well just go straight into games played.
Today I feel like playing computer games. Today I feel like playing computer games.
Kim, I hear you've been doing a lot of online activity.
Yeah, like normal.
What about gaming? What about gaming, though?
I know, right? Yeah, and this is going to make Greg mad, and I'm sorry, Greg. I would have got a hold of you, but it was late last night, and you weren't on anymore, and I didn't know.
Oh, dear.
So, anyway, I played some more Modern Warfare 2 multiplayer. Me and Boomer got on last night, and then this morning, or this afternoon, we got on and played some more, and I'm now rank 17. So, yay! So, I'm enjoying it. I mean, I get my ass handed to me quite a bit by people that are named after food. It's kind of weird. Yeah, there was one guy that was called something watermelon, and then there was one, I don't know. There was one guy today that was farts, so, you know, whatever. Anyway, you know, we've all played Modern Warfare multiplayer, COD multiplayer. We all know what that's about. But yeah, so that's what I've been doing. I've been managing to kind of eke some time out here and there, you know.
Have you played a new DMZ thing?
I have not, but I hear that things. People rave about it, but yeah. No, I haven't got there yet. So
it reminds me of a Dark Zone in what's it called? Division.
Right.
Similar premise, I think. So,
well, hopefully I like it better, because I did not like the Division, but that's all right, you know. It was just not my thing, but yeah, no, I don't know. I'm enjoying it. I did manage to unlock some things for my gun, because I'm still using the M4 that they kind of start you out with and all that. So like I said, rank 17, so I'm working there. Of course, Boomer's like rank 63 now, so of course he's the overachiever.
but
you know, he's like, oh well, last night he was sitting there and he's like, well, oh, I have prestiged. I'm like, well, look at you. So, you know,
and do you know what your kill death ratio is?
It's terrible.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, if I break even, I'm happy. Now, last night, I didn't do too bad. There was a few that I didn't do. But, like, I don't know. Like, I die, or, like, I get 6 kills and maybe die 11 times. That sort of thing. So, yes. Yeah, I'm not great at it, but I enjoy it. So, although there was one guy going around with a combat knife and knifing everybody, and that kind of pissed me off. But
time to kills less, isn't it, than what you used to? Yeah. And if you see my name on there, I didn't get that rank. My grandson stayed over one night over Christmas and he played it. I've not played it yet. So, yeah, any rankings, not me.
Right.
He's done that in one night.
Yeah.
What's that like?
He's only 10, but he loved it.
As long as you're enjoying it, Kim, that's the main thing, isn't it?
Right, well, that's it. I mean, eventually, you know, it'll piss me off and I'll get bored with it. But right now, it's a nice change of pace. I still haven't finished Phoenix Rising yet because, well, I don't know. I'm starting to get bored with it, so I think I'm just going to go ahead and finish the main quest and call it good. So
I've heard people say it drags on too much. I had that with Darksiders.
Right. Yeah, well, and there's so much, because there's treasure chests to find and little other side, like, games to do and yada, yada, yada. And, I mean, it's kind of like the Witcher 3 deal with all the check marks. There's just so damn much of it. So, you know, I there's achievements for unlocking and doing all that stuff. But at the end of the day, I'm just there thinking, yeah, but is it really worth it? Because I'm, you know, getting bored out of my, you know, bored off my ass doing all this shit. So I think it's just time to go fight the big bad guy. I may not even do the DLC on that one, because I've got the DLC for it too, but I'm just kind of to the point where I'm kind of done with it. So yeah, hell, that's me. Some more cool. Modern Warfare 2, and I'm sorry, Greg, that I didn't get a hold of you, but we'll, you know. I'm just starting, so there'll be plenty of time. So,
of course there will. Of course there will. Well, I've been just playing chess most of the week. Whenever I've had a moment. Do you know what? It was great when I was at the hospital as well. In those moments when my uncle was just dropping off to sleep, and I was sitting there. The first night I was there with him for about 7-8 hours. No, it was a lot longer than that. 10 or 11 hours altogether on the first night. And those moments when he was dropping off to sleep, I thought, oh, yeah, I'll get me a few games of chess in, connected to the hospital Wi-Fi. And, I was playing chess. And chess.com now, I know you don't want me to talk about this, but chess.com now, they have leagues that they automatically enter you into. So if you're a registered player and whatever type of game that you play, my favorite game that I go to is a game called Blitz. And that's where you've just got 1 minute each and it's stop the clock once you've finished your move. And you can either win on your opponent timing out or you can win by checkmate. And that's one of my favorite games. It is so, so fast. The world champion, Magnus, it was on the news, I believe. It was also on YouTube. And he had a match scheduled to play and he turned up 2.5 minutes late, and he still won in 30 seconds. And he still won in that time. And he managed to just about checkmate the guy and win his match. So just shows how good these guys are. But I really enjoy that bullet chess. With my son, I've been playing Rayman Legends still, and we've completed another world. It was the one with the toads. I think it was like a toad's tail or something like that, or a toad hole, whatever. I can't remember now. But it was a collection of levels just based on that world. And, yeah, we're enjoying it. It's just a few hours where we can just have a bit of fun and play some.
I was so happy to hear that you enjoyed the Black Betty level, because that is just
That was brilliant.
That is just there class, was
a,
is that?
There's another one I played in this world, in the toad world, and it's an orchestra. Oh my god, it's just fantastic, isn't it? It's so well put together. So I'm enjoying that, Rayman Legends, and so is my son. But I played a new game this week, and Kim will be happy that I played this, and it's Stray on PS5. I was a bit unsure about getting this game, and it was on sale over Christmas. I thought to myself, why not? I'll just pick it up. I think it was only 20 quid. And have you played it yet, Kim?
Yeah, I've started it. Yeah,
I've played a bit of it as well.
I love you, Mark. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
I've got to the bit where you're in this room and you're knocking over books. That's quite early on, isn't it, Kim?
Yeah. I'm in the sewer where you've got to fight those little zerg or whatever the hell the little like termite looking things are. Those are terrible.
Have you picked up the robot friend yet, then, Pete? No.
Yeah, B12. Yeah, I've gone a little bit further. Yeah. So I wasn't going to spoil that, but if you've done it, I'm glad you've done it. Right, so Stray, graphically, I was expecting a little bit more, but I suppose...
It looked really good. I thought the animations were amazing.
But I don't know whether it's the TV that I'm playing it on. I think that might be something, but I expected it to be a lot... more sharper than it was, but like I say, it could be the TV that I'm playing on. But like you say, the whole environment, the sound, oh my god, at the start, the storm, like I play with these PlayStation headset earphones, and the sound is so crisp, it's so realistic, and everything you do, you know, when you're scratching the carpet, and when you're playing around with other cats and jumping onto objects, that It's just perfect,
it
isn't it? The sound.
Realistic, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And everything that you can jump onto, the maneuvering that you can do around the world, it's very realistic, isn't it? It just looks great. And I'm quite happy with the game so far. As Mark said, you meet up with the companion, and I didn't expect that neither. Gone on to another level. It's a very like weird twist within the film, but you're basically just this cat that's lost your group of friends, and you're led astray, and you discover a city. I don't know what's happened.
Dan's put you'll be spraying in the corner next.
so it Well, you discover this city that's completely abandoned, and then it just evolves into a, into another story. And I've got as far as discovering my companion, and I've not got any further than that. I played about, I think I'm 4% into the game, and it was only about 30, 40 minutes I played. There's an achievement, though, that I noticed that you can complete the game in 2 hours straight. That's going to take some doing, but apparently...
Yeah, I'll never have that one.
That's a thing. So I might even try and do that once I've played through it. And it obviously doesn't take much to get through if you can complete it in 2 hours. So, I'm gonna give it a go, I think, after I've completed it, just to give it that extra... I'd like to get all the achievements because I don't look that difficult, do they? But then again, this 2 hour one might be something to really challenge me. I don't know, but it's cool. I'm happy with it. I don't know about
good.
You. Are you guys? Did you pay for it, Mark? Is it
no,
a gift?
There was, you know, when they upgraded PS Plus, there was an offer.
Oh yeah,
where you could just. It was on sale and you could pay a small fee. I think it was £40 to get the extra. And it lasted me till December 2023 this year. So I paid that £40 and I've got access to all the games. And this is on there. This is part of PS
Plus.
And then just this December just gone, it cost me £8 to upgrade to premium, the top tier one. And I thought, fuck it, for a year I'm going to pay £8. So I've got access to all the PS1 and PS2 stuff now and the cloud streaming. So yeah, I've got PS Plus Premium till December. It's like Game Pass. There's a shit ton of games on there.
You still have the console.
It's not as good as Game Pass because there's no day one stuff. But I think that might come to Premium eventually.
Are you still happy with the console?
Yeah. Love it. It's been flawless. I'm currently the little gaming time I've got is currently 50-50 with the Xbox and the PlayStation, which I'll go through when I do my games.
Cool. Well, we'll lead on to you then, Mark. You carry on.
So while we're on the subject of PlayStations, I'm playing one of the greatest games ever made, which Pete will back me up on this. Where is it? I can't find the
video. Aliens, Colonial Marines.
It's God of War. God of War Ragnarok.
Oh.
Let me find the video.
Just that.
So this is a follow-on from the first game, and it follows on pretty much immediately, doesn't it, Pete, from the first one?
Yeah.
And it's pretty much similar gameplay. There's a few extra mechanics in it, but graphically, audio-wise, it is amazing. It is fantastic. You can see why it picked up so many awards at the Game Awards in December. It's just amazing. I've got about 20 odd hours into it now, and I'm anywhere near even halfway. It is such a huge game, and like Pete's mentioned before, when he plays this game, I'm exploring everywhere, because if I see a chest, I won't leave that area till I've got that chest open. I want all the loot, all the goodies.
Have you found sometimes that you see one as well, and you work your way around to that area, and then you can't get to it anyway because you haven't got the
back? Yeah,
that's annoying.
It'll say, "Oh, I'll have to come back to this because I haven't got the right equipment." Yeah, but yeah, it's frustrating. Yeah, and so you know you've got to go back to some areas, but the game world is huge. It's really, really massive. But unlike some games that are really long, I have not got bored of this once. And mix it up as well, because you play as Kratos for a bit, then you'll play as Atreus. And there's even a bit where you play as someone else, so it's really, really interesting how we're mixing it up, and the different characters and stuff. So yeah, there's an epic battle right at the get-go, which is on screen now, which is Thor. Unlike the Marvel version of Thor, he's a big bastard, this guy, and
he's a big fella.
But it's really, really good. Well worth it if you've got a PlayStation 5. And it's coming to PC soon as well, isn't it? I reckon. The first one
did. I don't know.
The first one did, so I'm sure there'll be a PC version in the works. So people like Hadley Dan will be looking forward to it, and he'll try his best to get it running on his Steam Deck, won't he? how far have you got with it, Pete? Have you got far with it?
I think I'm 23, 24 hours in or something like that.
About the same as me then.
Yeah. Mike keeps on asking me if I've found a new weapon yet, which I haven't.
No, I've not got a new weapon yet.
So I've got to a point where I can either follow the main story or I can lead off on a side quest on a boat somewhere with someone. I'm not going to spoil anything, but to do something that like completely different. So Mike says that area's massive as well. Yeah. I don't think Mike's far from finishing the game, but. I've not gone back to it, and I feel really bad when I fire up the PlayStation that I see it there, and I feel like you feel like you need 4, 5, 6 hours, don't you, to really play this game. You can't just pick up this game up and have an hour at it. It's just an hour's gone when you're just sailing over the other side of your open world area. So it's something that I've not gone back to yet.
Yeah. I had to drop the difficulty on it. I was finding it quite tough in some areas. With some of the sort of like mini bosses, what you come across,
some of them are awful.
I thought, sod it, I'm going to enjoy the gameplay, enjoy the story, and I drop the difficulty down. But I do that all the time anyway. So
good.
Yeah. So, but yeah, like you say, you have to invest time into this. But again, what I have been playing on the Xbox, which you can just pick up and play for an hour or whatever. So I won't say where it is straight away. So this was on sale. Recently, it's like a reboot of a franchise what I've loved in the past. I'll say right now, Saints Row. So they did a reboot, and it's like an origins story, and it got slated by the critics and people alike, saying it's graphically inferior, it's not as good gameplay wise, and they're right. I got it half, I think it was less than half price, 20 odd quid so far. I'm going to take a punt on it because I love the franchise. I loved 3. 4 was a bit mental, but it was enjoyable. I picked it up and I've played quite a bit of it now and I'm enjoying it. I'm about 37% in on the story. And yeah, it is graphically inferior for this generation. It is like playing a 360 game. And the shooting mechanics are old. You wouldn't expect that on a modern game. It's very much Saints Row 2-ish, Saints Row 3-ish. But I'm having a shit ton of fun with it. I'm having a right laugh with it. The comedy is there, the Saints Row comedy. The just all-out, balls-to-the-wall violence and insanity is there. It's quite a big map, quite a lot of fun side tasks to do. Some of the side missions are weird. You just think, why is that a side mission? It's nothing to do with the story or the gameplay. So, but it's like I said, it's fun, and I'm having a bit of a blast with it. I've just unlocked some new weapons, explosive type weapons, like a grenade launcher and a rocket launcher. So things are getting even more interesting now. If you can get past the graphics and the old style gameplay, if you can get it cheap enough, it's a lot of fun. So yeah.
I know John Moyse always he raved about Saints Row, the original.
Oh, Saints Row, all three of the first games were brilliant. 4 was a bit nutty, where they went in the Matrix style thing. But yeah, 3 was my ultimate favourite.
Yeah.
I played it all the way through that with David the Alien, remember him? Back in the day, we played that co-op all the way through and we had an absolute fucking blast. And that's the game where they introduced the fucking 7-foot purple dildo, what you could use as a weapon.
Yeah. So I remember getting that for real at one of the midlife gamer dudes, and I got bust on the tube.
If you can withstand the dated graphics and that, it's a blast if you get it cheap enough.
I've never played it.
Saints Row 3 is definitely worth your.
Yeah, Saints Row 3. It's a 360 game, and it's better than this one.
Madness.
It's just insanity. It's brilliant.
It's just there's too much to play, isn't there? I mean, it's trouble.
Yeah.
I don't know. Thanks, Mark. Robin?
Okay, so I arrived home late on Tuesday and I said I had a very early meeting far away on Wednesday morning. And I came back on Wednesday evening and I was shattered and I went out to my my cockpit and got into it and I could hardly hold the wheel and I didn't do anything at all. But one thing that did happen last week, which I didn't play, but I commented on and made a video about, was the trailer for, and this is sort of newsy, but it's racing and related, the trailer for the new Forza Motorsport came out, and it was a 6.5-minute trailer, and it was just pure eye candy. I mean, the new game looks absolutely fabulous. They've added things like extra dirt on the cars, extra crashing. They went through all this stuff in like 500 cars and all these environments and real weather and like shadows and day and night cycles and weeds and all of the stuff, all of that. Again, pure eye candy. But I was sitting watching it and I was moved to make a video. So I grabbed it off YouTube and edited it, most of the bits out of it, and tightened it up into about 3 minutes. And the thing that struck me watching it was, with all of the technology that has moved on in the last few years as far as wheels and pedals are concerned, and with COVID, you know, to try and buy a Fanatec wheel there 6 months ago, even a year ago, I mean, you were getting like 4 and 5 months lead times because they were in so much in demand, and still are. So, I mean, that whole industry has really, really taken off. And all the way through the video, everybody in all the Microsoft Turn 10 studios were all holding controllers playing the game. There wasn't one mention of wheel support, triple screen support, pedals, anything like that. In fact, I spotted a little Logitech wheel in the corner and I highlighted it in the video and it wasn't even connected. So I made this video and it's got a fair bit of traction actually up. It's over 3,000 views now and about 65 comments. And these guys don't comment like, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're wrong. They write novels of replies on YouTube. Yeah, of, you know, and so they're, oh, of course it's going to have wheel support. Don't be ridiculous. It's going to be a, it's not going to be a sim. Again, I've done the video to stir it up a little bit.
You've
but
currently
it's
got 3,000 views.
So I'd said before that when Forza comes out later on this year, I wanted to mix it up with ACC that I play on this. And if that's the traction that one little comment video gets, that's saying, well, okay, that's something that I should be doing in my YouTube channel. So I'm looking forward to it. But yeah, those are questions that need to be answered because, yes, the majority of people will play with controllers. They will. That's where it's aimed at. It is a sim arcade style game, a bit like on the PlayStation Gran Turismo 7, which has massive following. But even with Gran Turismo 7, the Fanatec wheel that I have is actually a PlayStation kit one, so you can use it on a PlayStation. So there is hardware there. There's lots of people that want to use wheels. Yes, they're in the minority, but there's a big minority of them now of people that will want to do that. And if you look at some of the big streamers that do GT7, they're using wheels, they're using pedals. And some of them with triple screens. So I want to hear more about that. I know it was eye candy, and I'm sure more will be released as it comes along. But that was it. It looks fab. Not taken away from that. But I want more information for the semi-serious sort of guys. So because I was so tired and I hadn't had a lot of practice in, this week's race on ACC was at Snetterden. Mm-hmm. It's in Norfolk. And I've had three races on it, and I've done two on a live stream. And the first one was a disaster. I hadn't done enough practice, really. And I qualified in the middle of the pack, and I was punterinoed on the first corner. My car crashed, and then I crashed again, and then I had a pit stop for a minute and a half, and the race was all of just, it was a disaster. And people stuck with me on the live stream. God bless them. Bless their hearts. Then I had a race after that, and we had a good race. And I had a race yesterday afternoon. I went out, didn't stream it, but we had another good race. It was actually the best race of the week. So it was horrible. I went to the championships. That's three rounds, and I am now 224th out of 2,119 people, which is okay. Funny, Snetterden down in Norfolk, I don't know if you know the track. It is an old airfield track, and they have a famous corner in it called the Bomb Hole. It's famous. I don't know if you've ever watched anything.
Bomb or bum.
The Bomb Hole, yeah. A wee thing that sort of tickled me is where the name come from. And was it in World War II that a bomb landed in this airfield? But no, in the 70s, they restructured the track. And the corner that they made this bomb hole has quite a dip in it. So when your car goes in it, you have to take off your foot off the accelerator because you'll spin out because it really does go down and comes up very quickly.
Oh, wow.
Real hard dip. but motorcycle riders had a lot of problems with it, and they actually named it the bum hole. And they've politically corrected it over the years to the bomb hole. Oh, that sort of tickled me. So it tickled me. So this week, tomorrow morning, the new track is Nürburgring in Germany. I have raced it in the last season in a different car. So hopefully when I get up and recover a little bit, I can get some practice in and get another good result. Nice to see people that are joining the stream and some nice guys that are tuning in all the time. Dan and Step J and Matthew Bird, and there's Stefan from out in Sweden. Just good. Now, Greg here is saying that I was, what is he saying? Thumbnail journalist. Yes, because, sorry, I did my thumbnail, I said no wheels, and I think I was clickbait for that video. Yes, it was. But yeah, it worked. What the heck? So, yeah, we're on Nürburgring this week. And hold on a second. There's a party going on next door. It sounds like three or four women.
Women?
Guess what everybody's doing after the show.
No, laughing and giggling like mad. Anyway, so, yeah, that's been me. So some video work, a bit of this, a bit of that, and travel. So there we go. When I was away, on the train, I played... more Crash Bandicoot on my Steam Deck.
I'm going to say you're still using the Steam Deck.
Yeah, well, not as much as I should, but I did bring it with me daily and did play it a bit. So there we go. That's what I've been doing.
Greg's put foreshadowing of Vegas, Robin. Will you put it next door? Vegas,
baby. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
All right.
Okay. Well, we haven't got a quiz this week. And as far as community is concerned, you can get in touch with us if you want to. If you've got any emails, questions that you want to ask us, you can email us at podcast@ocpod.com. And we're on Twitter as well, @OC_podcast. And Facebook is fb.ocpod.com. We've got some news.
Here is the fucking news.
Oh, I love this section. Right, studio bosses denied the day before is a scam. We was talking about games we're looking forward to in the following year, last year, I believe, and this is one of the games that I'm looking forward to coming out
this
year.
That's what I thought, so that's why I brought it up. So.
Oh, my God, it's been delayed. So, Fantastic is, the developer behind this game, and... Well, they've basically said that this game is not a scam. There are some accusations that the game's a scam because it keeps on getting delayed, and there's no new footage that's come out, and it's this open world. Well, it's an MMO zombie survival type game, and I'm really looking forward to it. The trailer looked good. But there's nothing. There's no other new footage. There's nothing at all. And from the initial release date was June 2022, and it was delayed until the 1st of March 2023, and now they've pushed it back to November the 10th. Robin's probably put this June 2038. Oh God! I just don't want this game to be delayed anymore. It does look good from the trailer, and they've basically denied the developers, the founders, that there's nothing fishy going on about this launch, and I don't know what to say.
It can only be a scam if they're taking money off people like early release. But
well, this is the thing: they're not taking any money whatsoever. There's no pre-orders. Pass. Don't know. I don't know whether it's just because they're creating interest and they're getting clout within the gaming scene for up and coming events and game releases. I don't know. So they've not taken any pre-orders. They've not done any shows, they've not taken any money, they've not got any revenue at all from anything regarding this game and its release. So The developers basically said they believe in the final product. It comes out when it comes out, and you'll see it for yourself basically when it does come out. So it'd be interesting to see.
Look, who knows? The video I've got on screen looks pretty good. I've not really seen much of this. It's like a zombie version of a Division.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the Division again.
I like the Division. Yeah, I like the Division.
Yeah. So I don't know. Who knows? Let's wait until November. I think the actual announcement, what I saw on Metro, which I think they use Game Central, that they said it was November 8th. But looking at the tweet, it says November 10th. So we're just going to be waiting well into the end of this year anyway. So on another news, Far Cry 7 apparently is in development. And Ubisoft alongside a multiplayer game. So I've never played Far Cry.
I love
anybody
the
else?
Far Cry games. Yeah, I've played all of them.
Okay, well, there we go. They're currently developing number 7 on a Far Cry multiplayer game. I don't know what to say about this. Apart from that's what the rumor is.
I think they need to bring something new to it now, though, because it's getting a bit stale. Like 3 and 4 were brilliant. 5 was okay, had a weird ending, a shit ending to be honest. That was a nuclear one.
Yeah, I didn't like the ending of 5. It was very terrible.
And 6 sort of like, it's had a follow on from that, but it was weird how it did. But yeah, it was good. 6 was pretty decent. It had a good antagonist played by the chicken man from Breaking Bad, Giancarlo, whatever his name is. So yeah,
Esposito.
Yeah, that's him. So yeah, I enjoyed 6.
Ding ding.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh yeah, the guy in the wheelchair. Ding ding ding.
And the other bit of news, I'm not reading through this because I think Robin's boycotting the whole lot, right? But there's rumours the PlayStation 6.
I can't believe that. Not so early. That can't be right.
Well, it didn't say that it didn't give a date or anything like that. It's just rumours. There's someone who's I'm trying to think of the guy's name. I can't remember. Anyway,
I can imagine that once the new console's released, I bet both Xbox and PlayStation, the research team are going to move on to the next one anyway, aren't they? It's what they're paid to do. So, yeah, but they'll be creating the next console, but I can't see it coming for another 7 or 8 years.
This line here, I mean, as unlikely as it may sound, the fact that there are already rumours about the PlayStation 6 being larger than a 40-foot truck is the least surprising aspect of Sony hardware rumours. That's realistic to me.
This is why I can't read any of that news. He loves it, don't I? Why do you pick on me on the time when I host? That's awful. So yeah, I think it just puts apparently it puts PS5 Pro theories in doubt. And the other thing is that's interesting as well is that they're not looking towards going through streaming services, and there'll be a next gen console as opposed to running all of this online. That was the other thing. So,
and these are the people who bought Gaikai, which was a streaming service, and they haven't made it as successful as xCloud ever.
No,
yeah,
no.
They made some people in Northern Ireland very, very rich. Gaikai, technology came from.
There we go. So it's not the news that as well as explained as when Greg's on or when Robin's reading through it and hosting, but there we go. New releases, Kim, would you mind running us through our new releases between Jan 30th and February the 5th, please?
Sure. Thanks. The new releases for this week are Power Wash Simulator. Oh, here it goes. Power Wash Simulator for PS5, PS4, and Switch on the 30th. Trek to Yomi. Try to say that one, because apparently I can't. For the Switch on January 30th. Age of Empires 2 Definitive Edition for the Xbox Series X and S and Xbox One on the 31st. Inco Linati, I guess.
Inco Linati. It's real. He's not messed around with that title.
No, I know. I just, you know. That's it. For the Xbox Series X and S, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on the 31st. Season, A Letter to the Future. Not a French letter to the future. I don't know. It could be, I guess. For the PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, and PC on the 31st. SpongeBob SquarePants, The Cosmic Shake for the PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on the 31st. Who's going to play that one? Chef Life, a restaurant simulator. There's a fly in my soup. Yes, Robin.
That's a stew game.
PS5. Yeah. PS5, Xbox Series X and S, PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC, February 2nd. Deliver Us Mars for the PS5, Xbox Series X and S, PS4, yep. Xbox One, and PC on the 2nd. Life is Strange 2 for the Switch for February 2nd. And Tales, the Big Bone Preludes. No, the Backbone Preludes for the PC on February 2nd as well. Let me scroll down here. Oh, and last but certainly not least, we have The Pathless for the Xbox Series X and S, Xbox One and Switch on February 2nd as well. I actually have that one on the PlayStation 5, and now it's coming to the Xbox. Yeah, well. So there you have it, your new releases this week.
Pete, you've been called out by Mr.
Oh, Kasim. And I'm not even going to backtrack. He can go and do one. Just enjoy your night off or whatever.
And I sat and watched that yesterday because I thought it'd be on the show today.
Well,
oh,
I don't know. He can discuss it next week. I'm going to leave him to. I'll be a pocket space in his head for the night.
I've never been interested in Redfall, but when I saw that Dev Diary thing on Redfall, that had me interested. I quite liked Redfall.
Yeah, I did too. I thought Redfall looked a lot better than it previously had.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. And what about Forza? Yeah. We know wheel support, eh, Robin?
But there is a thing going around now. They said that when they wrote the deal on Forza coming in 2023, they thought that the G on the end of coming looked like a 6. So now they're all speculating that Forza is actually going to come out in June. So right.
Yeah. They call it the stupid Americans call June spring for some strange reasons.
I don't. Good. I call spring like April.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
March till end of May, isn't it? So.
Yep. So there you have it. Who knows? Maybe they'll shadow drop Forza in June.
Who knows? Right. Oh, my God. We're getting to the end of the show. We're wrapping this up pretty quick. They play games, apparently.
It would have lasted longer if you'd have covered the Dev Direct.
Yeah, I suppose. But Greg could do that next week. It'd give him something to do. So there's...
Talk about the drop. What drop? Who's dropped something?
Oh, Hi-Fi! Hi-Fi Rush.
What?
Has anyone even played that yet?
What?
Hi-Fi Rush. The way they
fast-forwarded that, it looked fucking shit.
You guys are killing us. Oh well.
You guys, what the hell?
Oh,
now
dear.
He's lumping us all together.
Yeah. Never mind. Robin's tired as well. He wants to go to bed. Mark's first night, and I haven't hosted in ages. So come on, give us a break. Kim don't want to host.
That's right. I'm good at colors.
So, apparently, some of us play in the middle of the week and on Friday night. So on Wednesday night, they play Halo and Modern Warfare 2, Kim, around 8 p.m., 9 p.m. UK for around an hour. And then on Friday is PUBG for life. And that's between around 8 and 9 in the UK for about an hour. So... if you do want to play those, then get in touch with Greg. I'm sure he'll be able to put you in the right direction. I think we're down to shout-outs.
Ouch.
There's nothing else, is there, to talk about? There's no news to cover. I don't know what these dates are all about, but there we go. I'm going to skip it really quickly and pretend Greg's never even messaged in the chat. Robin.
Yeah.
Who would you want to shout out, young sir?
I'd like to have a shout out to another racing buddy, very, very popular guy called Jardier. He done a 6-hour race yesterday and just went straight off it into it to a 24-hour race with some teammates for charity, raising money for a children's charity. And his little community raised over $4,000. And he said that if he raced, got to $4,000, he would do another 3-hour race later on, like with a 1-hour break and on to another 3-hour race, which he did. But they've raised a lot of money for that. So it's Jordi, a guy from Czech Republic. Great following, fantastic guy. He really, really, really skillful ACC player. Mark, lovely to see you in your new seat. Lovely to see you back here again. And please don't be a stranger. And Pete, well done tonight. Good lad. Even though you're sitting in the swamp there. So
I don't know where it is now. Mark pronounced it really well earlier. Where is it, Mark? Where am I?
Red Mangrove.
Oh, hang on. Let me hover over
it's
again.
It's the Red Mangrove.
Red Mangrove in Guanacabibis.
You're in Cuba.
There we go. So
that's it. Exactly.
I said it better
It's so fluent in gibberish, isn't it, Mark?
I do not need to upgrade my kit anymore. Sorry.
Dude, might kill him.
Yeah, I need maybe go faster stripes is what I need.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, maybe fairy dice. That could be a thing. Anyway, thanks for hosting tonight, Pete, and I'm glad I could join in. So, Kim.
Alrighty. Shout out to you guys as always. It's always fun. Shout out to the chat. Like I said, Harley Dan, Boomer, Major Revenge has been in there. Of course, Greg's been in there, you know, giving us pointers and telling us how bad we are. Thanks y'all for jumping in the chat, and I hope everyone has a good week, and I guess we'll see you next weekend. Over to Mark. Oh, and Mark, I'm so glad you're back. At least for now.
Yeah, a massive shout out to you guys. I've missed this, and I've really enjoyed tonight, actually. I was a bit not scared, but you know, when you haven't been on for so long, you think, oh God, I've not done this for ages, but I really enjoyed tonight. It's actually,
I say the same thing to Judith.
big shout out to you guys. It's a shame Greg isn't on tonight because I see his ugly mug I've not seen his ugly mug for a while. Shout out to all the chatters, and to my mum. Happy birthday tomorrow, mum.
Happy birthday, mum.
And I'll let you happy birthday, mum.
Yep, happy birthday.
I'm going to shout out a boxer called Arta Betbiev, hoping that's how you pronounce it anyway. Betbiev.
God bless you.
He's originally from Russia, and I believe he's moved to Canada afterwards. He made me sign up to a bloody BT Sport subscription last night just to watch this fight. He was fighting someone called Anthony Yard from, I believe, London in the UK. And this guy has had 18, or up until last night, he had 18 fights, 18 knockouts. He's got three belts in his division, and he absolutely fought like a god last night as well. And it was one of the best boxing matches I've seen. I'm not even going to reveal who the winner was, but he fought someone called Anthony Yard, like I say, and that was the best boxing match that I've seen in a very long time. If you want to watch a good light heavyweight fight, then you've got to watch that. I'm going to shout at them anyway because they were class. And the chat, yeah, you've been always in it tonight, Greg. I'm really sorry that I've screwed up your news, but you know that's your fault for not turning up and letting me take over for a week. So that's episode 719. That's wrapped up, and I think we're all good to go. Thanks, everybody. Good night, all.
Over to the toilet now.
Yep.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Oh, God, he's taking something. Oh, no, we're in his bathroom.
Oh, no. This is why we should do podcast
future. Yes.
I'm not killing the audio.
See you same time next week.